The Milwaukee Public Museum's new space isn't expected to open until 2027, but staff have already begun the arduous process of tagging and packing the many artifacts housed there. There are more than 4 million items in the museum's collection, including many that haven't been presented to the public. Until now, WUWM is launching a new series called Behind the Scenes at MPM, where we'll highlight different items from the archives. Ahead of that, I spoke with Sarah Padeko, the Collections Move project manager at the museum, to learn more about the packing process.
So the day is finally here after so many months, I'm going to say years of work categorizing, organizing all of these items. You're finally starting packing. How does it feel?
Really exciting, a bit scary and a bit daunting, but I know everyone here is super excited. It's a really great time to be working at the museum.
So what has this process been like for people who, you know, really just go to the museum, see what's on the floor? The back rooms, I think, would be fascinating for them. It's just item after item. What has it been like categorizing and really going through these things?
Yeah, it's been a really great process. We've had to really go item by item, like you said. And so what we do when we find that is we find we really can assess an item's condition before packing, really make sure that all of our digital data is up to date so that we know exactly what we have, where it is. And so it's been, I hate to use the word exciting again, but it's been very exciting to kind of rediscover some of these things as we go along.
It seems like one of the things you're really excited about are the barcodes, which I think for a lot of people, they go, I don't know if that's as exciting as, that's not what I might consider exciting. But I will say, as somebody who's a bit of a nerd, I also find it really exciting because there's just so many items that it seems like get lost in the fray and have gotten lost in the fray over like the decades of this museum. Getting a barcode to each of them seems like it's really changing the game.
Hugely, exactly. And that's why we're just so thrilled with the barcoding system. So museums up until this point have really focused on paper records, and we do digital records as well, but you always have to update those digital records by hand. And so you've got typos, you've got things that maybe you forget to update. And so having an actual barcode and a barcode scanner, it makes the process very mistake proof, right? And so you can really just scan that barcode and you can track that object as it goes from location to location. And when you're dealing with 4 million things, it's incredibly important to know where everything is at all times and to be able to locate something at the drop of a hat. So
how is that going to change how you do shows in the future?
It's really going to be a game changer for the museum. And so part of this process, specifically with the glass and ceramics collection and a lot of our history collections, we took our paper catalog records and we digitized them. So it means that we got all of that data into a digital database along with their barcode. And so when we do future exhibits, future shows, things like that, it's going to allow the collection staff here to be very flexible in what they pull and really being able to pick the absolute best piece for the public to see and to showcase the stories that we're trying to tell.
Nice. So right now, as you're packing, one of the things you mentioned is you're starting with ceramics and glass. I think for a lot of people, that's a little counterintuitive. You're going to start with the things that are hardiest. How are ceramics and glass the hardiest exhibits?
So when we look at museum objects, we have to look at their material makeup, what they're made out of. And while glass and ceramics can be very delicate, the way that we transport any museum object, whether it's glass or whether it's a foam pillow, is going to be the same way. We're always very, very careful. So the fragility of these pieces prove less of a risk because just many of our processes kind of account for being very gentle, very slow, very padded, right? So the other reason we chose this is because these materials are made out of inorganic materials. So those are going to be things like glass, stone, metal, things like that. And because they're made out of these inorganics, we don't have to worry about things like pests, right? Bugs are not going to be attracted to these types of material. We don't have to worry. They can be a bit more forgiving when it comes to environmental conditions because these are all high fire ceramics and glass. And so they just tend to be able to withstand a bit more unpredictability as we sort of have them wait in their storage crates for the new museum. So they're just a bit more able to handle that.
Well, and that's one of the questions. You have these big crates that are going to be full of glass, full of ceramics. We were just looking at one. It's almost as tall as me. And you think to yourself, where are these going to go? Where are you putting these? Because the museum obviously isn't built yet.
Exactly. And so that's something, that's the balancing act that we're doing right now. We have to start packing because it is such a long process. But we don't have our new museum, and we don't quite yet have offsite either. And so what we're doing right now is we're really sort of, we are literally finding every open nook and cranny that we can, securing that space for security, making sure the environment is good, and putting crates there. So right now it is kind of a balancing game within this current museum. But once we get offsite set up, then we can work on transporting some of this material to our offsite storage collections. The first material we're also packing are those things that are slated for offsite, so that we can move them to that facility, unpack them, get them in beautiful new storage cabinets, bring the crates back, and do it all again.
Now, the materials that you guys are using, I think, will look familiar to people who have made a move, but they are decidedly different than what we might be using to pack up our homes.
Yes, they are. And oftentimes they're different not by their look, but by their chemical structure or how they were made. So the biggest thing that we look for when it comes to archival materials is very simple materials. And so we use something called Ethifoam. It's going to look just like any other kind of foam that you might use to pack. But this specific foam is chemically inert. It is what we consider archival, so it's acid-free. And then additionally, it's dye-free as well. There was no kind of funky chemicals being used when it was created. And so that's kind of the standard that we use for archival material. We want no dyes, no unneeded chemicals, just material that we know to be very stable and to not be reactive with other different types of material.
Now, as you're looking at the process ahead, today is, of course, a momentous day, but there are many more days to come. What are the challenges that I don't want to say that you're dreading, but the challenges that you're really trying to work out right now?
Yeah, so I'm strangely excited for these challenges, but I think the biggest thing coming down the road for us is the sheer variety of the material we have here. So the way we pack glass and ceramic collections are going to be night and day different from how we pack up our birds, to how we pack up our vertebrate paleontological specimens, to how we transport our specimens in ethanol and alcohol. So because of that, each collection really needs a different set of standards and conditions. Each one is kind of its own separate problem to solve, but problem in the best way. It's, you know, we're taking them to a really great end point at the new museum.
Well, it's an amazing journey that's ahead. We are excited at WUWM to be following along with this journey, exploring what you guys are doing as you're packing up the museum for the new space. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sarah Padeko is the Collections Move Project Manager at the Milwaukee Public Museum, and she's overseeing the packing process as the museum prepares for its new space. WUWM will be exploring some of the many items in the museum's archives in a series we call Behind the Scenes at MPM. You'll hear more pieces in the coming months.